Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. I'm going to be speaking to you about consistency and inconsistency. And the reason I'm speaking to you about this is because this is something that has plagued me for quite a long time. And I've been thinking about it recently, and I'm going to share what I've learned in the hopes that maybe something of what I'm sharing will help you in your life too. So I tend to be a fairly inconsistent person. I tend to have lots and lots of ideas. I tend to have a lot of energy. Because I have a lot of energy, I tend to expend a lot of energy, and then I normally over give, and then I feel exhausted and depleted. And so my life has generally gone up and down in a bit of a sort of wave-like fashion, where I do too much and then I have to rest and recuperate, and I do too much and I rest and recuperate. And that's not mean that I'm lying flat on my back not doing anything. It's just that my life sort of is very, very hectic and busy and then takes a much slower pace. Very hectic, busy, slower pace. And when it's really hectic and busy, I generally tend to feel like I can't do everything and feel overwhelmed. And that's not to say this is what it's like nowadays. This is more what it's like was like a year, 2 years, 3 years ago, somewhere around there. And actually, one of the things that has brought all of this to my attention is creating these posts on a weekly basis for all of you. I started trying to do this when I came to the UK. I had wanted to do it in Botswana, but unfortunately, the Wi-Fi I had at home, I couldn't upload any of them, so it just had to wait till I came to the UK. And I managed to do it fairly consistently, but I struggled to do it consistently. And I found it very frustrating because I knew that being consistent, there's certain things that being consistent gives people. It makes you trustworthy, believable, dependable. It allows people to really believe in you if you show up consistently. And I knew that I wasn't doing this because it's not really in my nature to be consistent. But I knew it was detrimental to what I was trying to achieve and how I was trying to show up. But what I've also realised about consistency is that those are the positive things, but they're downsides as well. Being too consistent can be boring. It can almost feel slightly stagnant if there's nothing else going on. It can make you feel predictable in that there's sort of almost nothing interesting happening. So that's consistent. And then we've got inconsistent, which is where I tend to lean towards. And being inconsistent is exciting, it's vibrant, it's full of interesting things, but it also can be perceived as flaky, as unreliable, as uncertain.